This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Today's episode, I want to speak to Christian content creators. I want to speak to individuals where God is calling you to start businesses, brands in this online space. So whether you identify solely as a content creator or if you're an entrepreneur who has to create content by nature of your marketing strategy for your business, then that's what I'm talking to. Right now, as this space continues to grow, as more and more people are coming into this sphere of Christian content online, I want to just really spend this episode giving some wisdom. I've technically been in the content creator space for over 10 years. I started creating content my freshman year of college, where I did a blog. Around that time, blogging and long form content was king. And I started a blog. I was doing online marketing and such for brands on campus. I graduated and worked in the marketing field, started the podcast, all these different things, right? So I've been in these internet streets for quite some time, and not just for my business, but for other businesses as well. Before I was helping podcasters, I was working with regular business owners and helping them with their online marketing and building brands that connect with their consumers. So I've been in this space for a while in various different ways, but all of it at the root is the same: connecting with people in this online space, right? And I can't get my mind off of our first episode of the year when God was saying that it is time for some of you guys to really be pushed to the forefront. I've seen even friends and folks in my personal life where God is pushing them to the forefront. I have clients where they've gone from only doing audio podcasts, but now doing video podcasts because God is pushing them to the forefront. And I want to give you some lessons that I've learned over the years for any of you who are accepting the call. You're saying yes to God, you're going in this space. I want to give you some lessons that I've learned over the last 10 years so that you can avoid unnecessary mistakes and also unnecessary warfare. Because going out here and speaking what God is calling you to speak and doing all the things, it's going to be difficult enough as is, right? We are always in a war spiritually, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We know that. I personally will rather just deal with the warfare I can't avoid than trying to open up the door for even more unnecessarily. So the first thing that you have to understand when coming into this online space is that creating comes from connection. When you have made God the CEO and you are doing business his way, whatever it is that you create, it has to come from connection. It's not going to come from your faith from last season. It's not going to come from your grandmother's prayers. It's not going to come from your pastor, your first lady. It's not going to come from the prophet in your life who says, thus saith the Lord. It's not going to come from that. It's going to come from connection. It's going to come from you and your one-on-one personal relationship with the Lord. It's going to come from your willingness to yield to the move and the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Is going to come from connection and consistent connection, not just connecting when you're in your prayer closet, not just connecting on Sundays, not just connecting when things have gone wrong and now you're going back to God, but you have to consistently be connected to him. I told y'all how I am really slowing down my pace this year. And this is just a season. I'm not going to say just this year, but this is the season that I'm in, is to slow down. And one of the things that I've been doing more is if I have quiet moments, instead of filling that up with something like scrolling, maybe texting my friends or just anything that you may do in your downtime naturally, I take those moments and say, oh, let me just see what God is talking about right now, what he has to say to me at this moment. Like the other day, my son, my baby has been homesick. And I've been with him during the day and pretty much working outside of that. So early in the morning or late at night, but during the day, it's just he and I together. So I put him down for a nap and his naps are hit or miss. I'm not even finna plan nothing during these naps and just stress myself out because sometimes he'll sleep for 2 hours. Sometimes homeboy be up in 30 minutes. So I put him down for a nap. I came in my room and I just laid down for a second. And my first inclination was to grab my phone. And I was like, you know what? Let me put my phone down. And so I turn on Dappy Key's prophetic worship instrumentals. I grab my notebook and I say, God, what's up? That's literally it. Just God, what's up? I didn't necessarily plan to pray. I didn't plan to go and seek God for anything in particular, but I had this block of time and I'm trying to get away from just habits that drive me away from God versus creating new habits that allow me to stay connected to him. So I was like, you know, let me grab my notebook. And I sat and I said, God, what's up? The result of that, y'all, was like 4 pages worth of things the Lord said to me. And it was all over the place. And it's because I wasn't asking for anything in particular. Like he showed me things that was going to happen in the world. He showed me things and assured me about things that I've been worried about, but haven't even really opened my mouth to talk about. He assured me about those things. He gave me some instructions on things to do for my family. He affirmed me and comforted me in other ways. It was just nice. And I can create from that space and build in it from that space because as I'm building, he's building me up. As I'm creating, he's comforting me and giving me instructions and wisdom that can only come from him. So for you, as you're building things for the Lord, as you're creating content in his online space, Christian content in particular, you have to stay connected. That actually brings me to point number 2, which is a warning. If you're not careful, you can get caught up doing Christian activities and not have a personal connection with Christ. We see this all the time, especially in churches where you may have someone who's heavily involved in ministry. They are an usher. They are in the choir. They have all of these ministry titles. So they're constantly doing Christian things, but they don't cultivate and build and grow and maintain their personal relationship with God. So by the time they're done all the stuff, when the dust settles, that relationship with God is non-existent. And that's not how we're going to go about building these businesses. We can't. That's how you end up with spaces where it's a gossip site, but it claims that we're rooted in Christ. That doesn't even make sense. And I have a level of compassion for people's humanity. And I feel like a lot of times people don't end up off on purpose, but you get so caught up in doing the things and you're not staying connected to the Lord and you're not staying sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you miss all of his promptings, you miss all of his corrections, you miss all of his teachings because you're so busy doing and not spending enough time in stillness. And I found myself in this before, right? Where I've been so busy, I was missing what God was telling me in the moment. I remember a couple of years ago where I needed a new podcast partner. My mindset was, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. God was trying to tell me it was broke, but I wasn't paying attention to it because nothing major was disrupted. So he kept sending other companies to reach out to me to talk to me about them partnering with me on my show. And I'm like, why all of a sudden? And it stood out. I'll be honest, it stood out in my mind. I'm like, why all of a sudden these like multiple companies are reaching out to me about this? Like, this is weird. But I was so busy, I didn't really lean into what the Holy Spirit was showing me. And it wasn't until I got into a conflict with my previous podcast sponsor and that relationship was terminated that I was in a position where I had to go back and reach out to these companies who had reached out to me previously. But God was trying to keep me from even being in that space. I was stressed and frantic, trying to figure out what I was going to do as far as partners for the show goes. And God was like, girl, I was trying to tell you, but you were so busy. Your life was so loud that you were drowning out my voice. You were so busy doing things and things in my name. I wasn't out here sinning or leading people astray or anything like that. I was just busy doing the things, so much so to where I wasn't hearing God. This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
And I repented and even had to pull myself up and was like, okay, Tatum, you need to figure out how to still do things in excellence, of course, go after the things that you want, but we're not going to compromise the connection for it. So you need to put down what needs to be put down, figure it out so that you don't make the same mistake twice. And then since then, I've been on this mission of slowing down, changing the pace and all of that we've discussed. So for you, if you do not pay attention to it, it is so easy to slip into that busyness. It's so easy to slip into doing Christian activities without connection. And again, I don't think that a lot of people do it intentionally, but I want to bring it to your attention, though, so that you can have it at the forefront of your mind as you're building in this season. The third lesson or piece of wisdom I want to share: always have discernment regarding discretion. And what I mean by that is, we are in this age of telling everything, showing everything, day in a life, get ready with me. This is what I did at this day. This is what happened here. Like, we're just in this space. This happened in the world, so now I got to talk about it. But we're showing and telling every single thing. But when you are, and this is how you protect yourself from unnecessary warfare, you have to be very clear on what you're called to, how you're called to it, and the parameters in which you're going to operate in that gift. So for example, I know that I have a prophetic gift. At this time, I don't show that gift or have not been released to utilize that gift in ways that you may see others. So I don't go on my YouTube and say, this is what the Lord is saying about whatever. I don't go on my YouTube and prophesy and do these videos and things like that. I just have not been called to prophesy in that way up until this point, because that could change, right? But up until this point. Now, the way in which I exercise my prophetic gift is by coming on this podcast and saying what God has called me to say, delivering a message, revealing things that He reveals to me, and doing it in this capacity. This is how I'm called to exercise that gift. But you can't go looking at other people who have similar gifts as you and trying to make your gift fit theirs, or try to look like them or talk like them or compare in any type of way. You got to be very clear to what God is calling you to do, how He's calling you to do it, and the way in which you need to operate the gifts that He's giving you, because you have to remain authentic, because that's how you're going to win souls. You operating at a high level in your gift, you staying true to what God is calling you to do and how He's calling you to do it, that's going to allow you to make maximum impact. And as you go and build these brands and these businesses online, you have to maintain a sense of tunnel vision, a sense of tunnel vision of God and the mission. Because if not, you can very easily get distracted by what's happening to the right and to the left. Who has these likes? Who's branding looks a certain type of way, who has it all together, what people are responding to. You can get caught up in things that simply may not matter to the season that you're in. So you have to maintain that tunnel vision so that you can be clear again on the part that you're playing in this whole mission for us to forward and advance the kingdom of God. And by exercising a certain level of discretion when it comes to what you create, again, you really guard yourself from unnecessary warfare. So in this season, as you're building and creating, ask God, like, how much do I need to share, Lord? I know you're calling me to tell my testimony or to share my testimony, but what parts? Do I need to share every detail or do I only need to share a certain season? Ask God follow-up questions. And on those same lines of discretion as well, whenever he gives you something, you don't need to share it with everybody else, especially those of you guys who are just starting out, where you are committing to this thing and you're in those beginning stages. Do not tell everybody what you're doing. Sometimes that means don't tell anybody what you're doing. And that includes those who also know the Lord. Because there's some things that you and God just going to have to build and do on your own. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the people in your environment. It's not that you have the wrong people around. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes you have great people around you, but God still just needs to do this with you. I can tell you personally, my business or my journey in being in business for however long I've been in business at this point, it has always been me and God. God giving me the instruction, me doing it without talking to anyone unless those who are necessary to the completion of the assignment. And that has been very, very integral to my journey. Like, even to this day, I do not share the things that I'm working on. Like, sometimes I get these big ideas and I might share those with friends and those that I trust. But once it goes from like, oh, this would be nice, this is something I may want to do, to this is the assignment, it instantly gets shut down. Walls instantly go up to protect it. Because now I'm like, okay, nobody needs to speak or say anything about this. God, what are we doing? Okay, cool. You told me to do this. Now what's next? Or how do you want me to do that? Is there anybody that needs to be involved? Or are we going to figure this out on our own? Recently, even, I am pivoting my business a bit to where I want to serve more government agencies for multiple reasons. But when I went into that, God revealed to me that this was something that I needed to move forward with. So towards the end of last year, I had already got set up and everything to be able to do that. It was just a matter of something becoming available for me to bid on. So something ends up coming available for me to bid on. So my first question or my first prayer point was, okay, God, what are we doing? I know there are plenty of resources out here that help people win government contracts. Are we finding resources or me and you gonna write this proposal? And he said, we're writing this proposal. I said, okay, bet. So me and God wrote that proposal. And the only person that was involved in the writing of that was my husband, who does all the pricing and cost and financial parts of my business. So he did the pricing side. And that's it. I don't know if I won the contract or not. That's not my business. If it's in God's will, it'll happen. But that's just the process. And that will be the process for some of you, where he will give you an assignment, you obey, and then you have to know and be able to discern, okay, God, is this just something me and you are working on quietly? Or is this something I need to bring my prayer warriors in on? Is this something that I need support in, where I need to find a coach or someone to help pour into this? How much discretion do I need to use, or what's the strategy and the specifics of the path forward for this particular assignment? These are the conversations that you have with God. And this is how you build these successful businesses and these brands online, because it's from that foundation to where you build great things. I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. I hope these lessons and this wisdom that I've gained over the last 10 years has blessed you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.